This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are reports of a massive explosion sparked by a train collision in North Korea today. As many as 3,000 people were killed or injured, according to South Korean news media, quoting an unnamed official in the South Korean government. There was no breakdown of deaths and injuries in the news reports, and the overall number of casualties cannot be confirmed. The ever-secretive North has imposed a news blackout on the incident. It's believed that both trains were transporting fuel when they collided. Joining us now is NPR's Beijing correspondent Rob Gifford. Rob, there's a lot that's still not known about this disaster, but what details can you tell us?
Well, the details that we have come from South Korean media, the YTN news network, television network, and the Yonhap news agency. A lot of people in South Korea have very good contacts along the border, Chinese-North Korean border, and even in North Korea. And they are saying that the crash occurred 12 miles inside North Korea at a place called Yongchon. One train was carrying oil, the other was carrying liquefied gas, and Yonhap are quoting eyewitnesses that have come to Dandong, the Chinese city on the border there, saying that the whole place was turned into a battle zone and that up to 3,000 people, as you say, have been killed or injured. They didn't give any breakdown of how many killed and how many injured.
Well, if those numbers are borne out, does North Korea have the medical facilities to treat that many injured people?
Absolutely not. This is one of the poorest countries in the world. They can't even feed their people, let alone give them medical treatment. I was in North Korea a couple of years ago, and I actually managed to visit a hospital in Pyongyang, which is considered to be paradise for North Koreans, North Koreans, because it's the capital, and they do have some medical facilities. And they were using empty beer bottles for drips for patients, intravenous drips. And so goodness only knows what they have got out in the countryside where this has taken place. There was one report from the South Korean news agency saying that some people have been taken to Dandong across the border in China. I've just called two hospitals in that city, and they did not know anything about the crash over the border. So it doesn't look as though people have yet come across into China.
Rob, it's been reported that the North Korean president, Kim Jong-il, had traveled down this same rail line while returning from a visit to China, and his train went through the station where this blast occurred today. Is there any indication there that this could have been some sort of unsuccessful assassination attempt?
That is, of course, possible. In such a desperate situation in North Korea, I've been up to the Chinese-North Korean border. I've met with North Korean refugees. They hate Kim Jong-il. They despise him. They hate everything about him and his regime. But they say it's almost impossible to overthrow him because the security system, the secret police system is so tight, and it's very difficult for anyone to do anything like that. But yes, as you say, it is a remarkable coincidence that this happened several hours after Kim Jong-il came through. It seems as though he was not affected in any way, but I really don't think you can rule out that possibility.
We mentioned the news blackout that's been imposed. Why is North Korea trying to keep this news away from the outside world?
Well, I think that is just the natural reaction of a Stalinist state. That is how the Soviet Union behaved. That is how China always behaved, although China is now reforming in that way as it is economically. They don't want the outside world to know what's going on there. And of course, they don't want to know the outside world to know when bad things are happening there. So I very much doubt we'll get any confirmation from inside North Korea. And we will have to rely on reports, intelligence reports in South Korea and from the border area here in China.
Okay, Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much indeed.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.